Hello, everyone. My name is Nupur, and you're listening to Sincerely Noobs. Welcome to my first ever podcast episode. Today, we are ranking our favorite book tropes, so let's get started. I might have to knock down enemies to lovers. Oh my god. Scrap that. Let's try again. How could I forget about it? This changes everything. Now, tropes have become really popular in today's day and age. You must have seen on BookTok, BookTube, and Bookstagram, every book is marketed by a trope. Even authors and publisher have been using tropes to market their own book. It's not just the tropes, it's the micro tropes as well. If I tell you that I have been reading a fantasy book with enemies to lovers trope, knife to throat trope, as well as masquerade ball trope, you know you will be buying that book. Especially when there's a morally gray male main character in the book. Even authors have been recommending their books by the trope. Elsie Silver is a prime example of that. And she's just an example, but every single author is basically doing this. Lauren Roberts, who wrote Powerless, she self-published first, and she basically marketed her own book on TikTok. And that's how she got traditionally published as well. So tropes have become very important in book marketing industry. So let's rank our favorite tropes. And by ours, I mean mine. It feels like I'm talking to some friends through the camera and not just me in front of a cell phone, but it is what it is. I'm going to randomly say some tropes and tell you my ranking of those. First up, we have enemies to lovers. And I don't mean enemies to lovers as in we just didn't communicate properly, so now I hate you. I don't believe in that. I mean enemies to lovers in fantasy world. That has to be my top favorite ever, because you can see Farah and Rhysand, Zayden and Violet. I love a good enemies to lovers fantasy book. So first we have enemies to lovers. Second trope that comes to mind is friends to lovers. I don't know where I would put that. I'm not a personal fan of friends to lovers. Like, I cannot imagine any of my personal friends becoming my lovers in future. Like, I just am not into it. If you're my friend, like, you're gonna stay my friend. So I'm just gonna put it at a solid 5. I feel like I should really have made a list of the tropes first before ranking them, but it is what it is now. Okay. Next, what comes to mind is Grumpy Ex Sunshine. I'm not a fan of this trope at all. I'm just gonna put it at a 7. I don't like Grumpy Ex Sunshine trope. It's too overdone. It's very cliche for me. The next trope, and yes, I am counting that one, is a reverse Grumpy Ex Sunshine. Now that one, I eat that up. Give me a golden retriever boyfriend and give me a grumpy girl. Black cat girl ex golden retriever boyfriend. I love that. Give me that all day long. I'm putting it at a 2. I don't know if I'm gonna regret that later, but it's at a 2 for now. So reverse Grumpy Ex Sunshine at 2. Prime example of that book is Icebreaker by Hannah Grace. I love that book a lot. I rated that 4 stars. Mainly because I love that reverse Grumpy Ex Sunshine trope, and Nate Hawkins is a solid boyfriend. And suddenly she forgot all the tropes. What are the tropes? I really did not think this through before I filmed it, did I? Accidental pregnancy. That's our next trope. I hate this trope with all my heart. However, I just read Yours Truly by Abby Jimenez and it changed my mind. I know people say that they have read Reckless by Elsie Silver as well as Out on a Limb by Hannah Boehm Young. People say that it is very well done in those books, and if it's well done, it is a good trope. I can see that now because I have read Yours Truly, but I'm still very apprehensive. I am going to put it at an 8 because even though it might be done well, I don't have a lot of faith in it. So yes, accidental pregnancy is at an 8 right now. Next up, we have a solid miscommunication trope. I hate nothing more than a miscommunication trope in books. There are some exceptions to the rule. I did really, really love that in Iron Flame by Rebecca Yarros. Zayden and Violet had a solid miscommunication trope, but I don't know. I loved it. Yeah, it can be good if done properly, but I don't have a lot of faith in it still. So what I am going to do is put it at a... I forgot the ranking. What were we talking about here? At a 6. Feeling good about this? Yes, no, maybe so? I don't know. Okay, let's see. Let's move on. Next up, we have a solid fated mates trope. I know it's overdone. I know nobody wants to read about fated mates anymore, but if done well, I'm talking to you, Farah and Rhysand. If done well, it is a really solid trope. I'm going to give it the 3rd spot. I love a good fated mates trope, So I'm giving it a 3 stars. Not 3 stars. It's not a book ranking number. What are you doing? So we have Faded Maid's Trope at the 3rd spot. What else? What else do we have here? Let me look at my books. Okay, right now we have the 4th spot left, the 9th, and the 10th left. So we have 3 more tropes that we can talk about here. So next up we have Brother's Best Friend. Samara Turned Pretty, looking at you. Twisted Love, looking at you. I actually really love a good brother's best friend trope. Like, that's also in 4th wing, and I loved it. Maybe I shouldn't have given Faded Maids a 3, but it's done. It's done. I cannot change it now. So I'm giving Brother's Best Friend number 4. So right now we have Enemies to Lovers at number 1, Reverse Grumpy Ex Sunshine at number 2, Faded Maids at number 3, Brother's Best Friend at number 4, Friends to Lovers number 5, number 6 we have, what do we have? Miscommunication Trope. Number 7 we have Accidental Pregnancy. Number 8 we have, no, number 7 we have Grumpy Ex Sunshine, and number 8 we have Accidental Pregnancy. We only have number 9 and number 10 left. So I don't know what I'm gonna put here. Let's see what trope I can think of next. And I really did not think this through before filming it and showing. What are you doing here, Dooper? Okay, let's see. Number 9 and number 10. I don't know. Let's see. The one night stand trope. I cannot. I'm sorry, but I refuse. I do not like that trope at all. If you have a one night stand trope in your book, unless that guy is a 10 on 10 book boyfriend, I am not going to like it. I'm so sorry. It is going at a number 10. Hate it. It is below Accidental Pregnancy. It is below Miscommunication Trope. It is at number 10. One night stand trope. Hate it so much. Okay, last but not the least, apparently, because it's not number 10, it will be number 9. That's the only spot I have left here. Let's see what trope we have now. I'm trying to see what all books I have here so I can see what tropes are in them, because I cannot remember a single trope right now. I feel so bad about this right now. I have nothing for you. Okay, I am so sorry, guys. I forgot about my favorite trope ever. I might have to knock down Enemies to Lovers. Oh my god. Actually, not, like, let's not get that serious. The fake dating trope. How could I forget about that? The Forbidden Love. Okay, I'm scrapping the video. I'm sorry. We are changing everything here. I need to rethink everything here. Fake dating trope. How could I forget about it? And Forbidden Love? Oh my god, that is one of my favorite tropes ever. I'm sorry. Let's talk again. This is not happening. Not some of my favorite books being fake dating trope and me forgetting that trope even exists. Same with Forbidden Love. I love that trope so much. Number 1, Enemies to Lovers. Solid. Fantasy book, Enemies to Lovers? Yes. Number 2, fake dating trope. Funny story. To All the Boys I've Loved Before. The Summer I Turned Pretty. Oh my god, I love that trope. So number 1, Enemies to Lovers. Number 2, fake dating trope. Number 3, Reverse Grumpy and Sunshine. Still standing by that. Number 4, Forbidden Love trope. Number 5, we have... Number 5, I'm giving to Brother's Best Friend now. That is a final ranking, okay? Number 6, I am giving to Friends to Lovers. Number 7, I will give to... Number 7, I will give to Miscommunication Trope. Number 8, I'm giving to Accidental Pregnancy. Number 9, we will have Grumpy Ex Sunshine. The standard Grumpy Guy Ex Sunshine Girl. Hate that trope. That is a number 9. I feel like I'm missing some. Okay, scrap that. Let's try again. I really need to write this down. Oh my god, I'm being such a bad host right now. Okay, let's try again. This is getting serious, guys. Like, I have to write this down. I cannot. This is so bad of me right now. I do not remember anything that I've said. Okay, I'm writing as I go. Enemies to Lovers, number 1. Number 2, fake dating. Number 3, we have Sunshine. Number 4. Oh my god! I forgot about Second Chance Romance! We gotta scrap the whole video! How could I forget about Second Chance Romance? This changes everything! Oh my god. Tell me how I forgot about my favorite trope. One of my favorite tropes. How could I let this happen? Happy place. Hello. Okay, shit's getting real. I've got my notebook here and I have my final ranking as well. Number 1, we have Enemies to Lovers. I love a good old fantasy Enemies to Lovers romance. Some of my favorite Enemies to Lovers books are 4th Wing, ACOTAR, Powerless, Once Upon a Broken Heart. Love those. Love those books. Next up, we have fake dating trope. Now, some of my favorite OG books are fake dating trope. Like, To all the boys I've loved before, the summer I turned pretty, recently funny story. Love that show. Next up, we have reverse grumpy ex-sunshine. Example would be icebreaker. I love it when the girl is black cat and the guy is golden retriever boyfriend. Give it to me all day long. I love a good grumpy ex-sunshine trope. Reverse grumpy ex-sunshine trope. Next up, we have second chance romance. Oh my god. Magnolia Parks, Bija and Magnolia. Love those two people so much. Happy Place, reading that right now. Loving it, all day loving it. Next up, we have Forbidden Love. I know the next book is going to be Forbidden Love in the ACTA universe. Hello, Az and Elaine, looking at you. Eldriel Shipper, all day long. Okay, and hello, Onyx Storm. I know Zayden and Violet are going to be the ultimate forbidden love in that book, and I cannot wait. Next up, we have Fated Mates. Hello, Akatar. Looking at you. And I love the concept in Fourth Wing that the main characters are not exactly fated mates, but they are bonded to the dragons who are mates. So they are kind of fated mates, but not exactly. I love Bride by Ali Hazelwood as well. Those two are fated mates, and I loved those two so much. Next up, we have Brother's Best Friend. Hello, looking at you, Summer at Unpretty. I love that trope. Looking at you, Twisted Love. Give me a good Brother's Best Friend, and hello, Fourth Wing. Spoiler alert, Brother's Best Friend as well, right there. So that is on the seventh spot. Next up, we have Friends to Lovers at eighth. Now, I like a good Friends to Lovers romance, even in movies and books. I am not crazy about that. I feel like it's too overdone, plus personally I cannot relate to it, because if you're my friend, you're not going to be my lover. And if my significant other's friends, if I keep looking at them and be like, oh, like, I think you would never trust your partner if those tropes kept coming true. I don't know. Like, I cannot fathom a friends to lovers trope in real life, so a no-no from me about that. But I do like to read a wholesome friends to lovers in books, so yeah, it's number eight. Next up, we have a standard a grumpy guy, sunshine girl. I'm not crazy about that. That's a number nine for us. Number 10, we have a miscommunication trope. Drives me insane. That's why I haven't read Normal People yet. Sorry. And I know it's a writing style that's supposed to represent their miscommunication, but there are no quotation marks in that book. And that would literally drive me insane. So, yeah. But miscommunication trope drives me crazy. Hate that. So, no from me. Number 11, we have accidental pregnancy. I do not like that trope at all. I read Yours Truly, it almost ruined the book for me, but it was done very well in that book. I have to give it to Abby Jimenez. So, yes, that's kind of salvaged the book for me, but I don't know. I don't know if it would be good if it's not done well. So it's on number 10 for me. Sorry, number 11. Accidental pregnancy, number 11. On number 12, we have a one-night stand. Just know one thing about me. If I'm liking a one-night stand book, it's not because of it, it's despite of it. So I do not like the one-night stand trope at all. Authors, please stop doing it. And I believe that a book can be good despite of that, because I really liked Part of Your World by Abby Jimenez, and it has that trope when it is what it is. So yes, that is my final ranking. Now I know that there are some other tropes that are there in books, like slow burn. I don't know if that is a trope for me. I feel like that is just a pace for me. If you consider slow burn a trope, I would give it an honorary number 2 ranking. But for me, I would consider it sub-genre or just a pace of the book. If you like this episode, please follow Sincerely Noobs for your next favorite bookish podcast. And you can also rate it on Apple Podcast and Spotify. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. I love you.